Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station here in beautiful historic Hotel Congress and talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Christian Jennings. Hi, Christian.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Welcome to KXCI.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
What do you do at school?
In school right now, I'm a senior in biomedical engineering at the University of Arizona, and I work in Dr. Jeongyeol Yoon's biosensor laboratory. A classic biosensor is a pregnancy test or a glucose meter, but we're not exactly working on those things. What we're trying to do is develop systems that you can use a handheld device like a smartphone to do these kind of sensing. I'm trying to develop a sensor to detect heavy metal ions like lead, copper, chromium, which is relatively important, especially in the Southwest where we have a lot of mines where leaching of these heavy metals can get into our water. And so that's a pretty big concern for us.
So you're finding a way to sense the metals in the water or in the people?
In the water. We're trying to develop a different method that allows you to do this kind of sensing on site. Because normally what you have to do is take a sample back to a laboratory and use pretty expensive equipment and train personnel to do it. And so we're trying to develop a low-cost sensor that doesn't require as much training to operate.
And then you get quicker results.
Yes, quicker results, and that's important, and also saving money. That's always one of the biggest engineering challenges is how do you, even though systems can be really good at doing what they're doing, how do you make it cheaper? So, yeah.
How do you save time and money?
Exactly.
So how are you doing this?
What we do is we take latex microparticles and we add a carboxyl group, which gives these particles a negative charge. And since these ions are positively charged, there's already a natural connection to bring the two together. And they aggregate around these heavy metal ions. And what we do is hit it with a wavelength of light that is about the same size as the diameter of these particles. And when you have that similarity in size with the light that's hitting it and the particles that are in the solution, you get this kind of unique scattering phenomenon called Mie scattering. It's kind of like if you look at the mountains and there's peaks at some places and then there's dips in others. Mie scattering is kind of like that, but if you saw it in a circle or half a circle, really, because you only get scattering from one end that follows this. At each angle, when you go around the circle, you get peaks and then you get dips. What we found is that based off of how much these particles aggregate around different heavy metal ions, you get a different scattering profile, and that allows you to distinguish what's in your solution. And so that's kind of how we're doing it.
Oh, so that's how you're doing it. Christian, were you always good at math?
No, I was not always good at math, and I still don't exactly think I am. It's just a matter of how many times I've had to repeat these things. I've had a year to think about this, and I think if everyone had a year to think about one problem, they would get okay at it, so at least.
When you're done with all this stuff, you know, like after you graduate, what are you going to do?
I'm going to go on to graduate school. I haven't decided where exactly yet, but I'll be doing a PhD program, so I'll be doing this for a little while.
Best of luck to you your lifelong learning adventure.
Thank you very much.
Do you ever listen to music?
Oh, of course, all the time. If you asked any of my friends, they'd say I'm pretty much always listening to music, honestly. I think at any point I've listened to every kind of genre, and I like that. But right now I've been listening to a lot of Radiohead and War on Drugs, and I like to frequent the Rialto a lot.
Did you see the War on Drugs when they were at the Rialto?
Yeah, I did.
I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah.
Well, future Dr. Jennings, thank you so much for coming by KXCI today.
Thank you so much as well. It's been a pleasure.
Spring is a special time of year, a time for regrowth and renewal. It is also the perfect time to focus on the things that bring you joy, comfort, and connection to our local and global communities. You can start now with a gift to KXCI at kxci.org. And thanks.